Yes, will you give us a bell? Thank you. So hello, dear community. This is a very wonderful moment for me. I'm so happy to be in this room with all of you people, lovely people right now. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for coming tonight. So my name's Nicole. And it's a great privilege and honor to be the program director for this lovely group of folks here. And I just got home a few days ago from spending about 5.5 months, almost 6 months at Deer Park Monastery in Southern California. And I'm just gonna share a little bit about that time, this last go around. Before I share some sort of some of my takeaways that resonate for me to share about tonight, I'll share a little bit about Deer Park and about our tradition, just to kind of give you a little bit of background and context, which can be helpful maybe for some of this sharing, because I'm aware that it's a rather unconventional thing to do, to go hang out at a monastery for a few months. Especially here in our U.S. culture. So here at Be Here Now, we are based in the tradition of Thich Nhat Hanh. It's a mindfulness-based tradition, and it's called officially the Plum Village tradition. And it's a, relatively speaking, a very new practice tradition that arose in the wake of the Vietnam War. And in our tradition, we have three monasteries / practice centers here in the U.S., and then we have a few other monasteries / practice centers around the world also, our main monastery being in France, called Plum Village. And here in the U.S., we have Deer Park Monastery, which is located in Southern California. It's about 45 minutes north of San Diego. Then we have Magnolia Grove Monastery in the state of Mississippi and Blue Cliff Monastery in New York State. And these are monasteries and practice centers, and by that I mean that in our tradition at each of these monasteries there are monks and nuns who are ordained in the Plum Village tradition that live there full time. And then they're also practice centers, meaning that they are open much throughout the year for folks like you and I to go and visit and stay for different lengths of time, for different events and retreats and different stay lengths. My husband Mike and I have been visiting Deer Park annually since 2014. So this was our 9th year venturing there. The first few years that we were going to Deer Park, our average day length was like 3 weeks. That's what we were clocking in for the first few years. And now, these last few years, we've been elongating our stay wonderfully. So this last go-around, we were there for almost 6 months, for 5.5 months or so. And we just got back a few days ago. Deer Park Monastery is home to, there's about 20 monks, 20 brothers, monks, brothers, synonymous, and around 35 sisters or nuns, also synonymous, sisters and nuns. And then there's a rotating crop of lay people like you and I that go there also. for the first few years that we would go to Deer Park, we opted to stay in what are called hamlets. So there's two different hamlets at Deer Park, Clarity Hamlet and Solidity Hamlet. And the Clarity Hamlet is where the sisters and the lay women reside, and Solidity Hamlet is where the brothers and lay men reside. And they're about a 10-minute walk apart. And there's a number of times where the two hamlets come together to practice, but in large part, the hamlets operate independently and have their own meals and schedule and programs. And the first few years, we opted to stay separate, and I would stay in Clarity Hamlet, and my husband, Mike, would stay in Solidity Hamlet. But now, for the past number of years, we've been, we can also stay together as a couple in Solidity Hamlet with the brothers, so now we stay together. So just kind of a little bit of background about Deer Park in the tradition. So one of the things that's allowed for me to share based on my time there, this last go around, centers around developing the quality of concentration in my practice. In the big meditation hall at Deer Park, it's called the Ocean of Peace Meditation Hall. Often folks just call it the big hall. So in the big hall, there's a really lovely stained glass window. And inscribed in that window are the words Smriti Smadhi Prajna, which are Sanskrit words that stand for mindfulness, concentration, and insight. And these three elements can really be seen as sort of the three foundational pillars of the Plum Village tradition. And I have been practicing in this tradition for over 20 years, and I feel as though my mindfulness practice is relatively strong in my daily life. I wouldn't say I have mindfulness down, because I don't think that's a thing. I haven't reached the end of mindfulness. I don't think that's a thing. Still a practice every day. But I've put a lot of time and loving effort into it, where it's just a little bit more of a natural flow state at this point, but something I do put intentional effort into. So I do feel like my mindfulness practice is relatively strong and stable. But I don't feel as though my quality of concentration is particularly strong. And for me, one of the driving factors for prioritizing going to Deer Park every year is really to invest in this particular quality of my practice, is the quality of concentration. And what comes up for me around that is this phrase, to shine the light and steady the beam. And what I mean by that is like shine the light of mindfulness, of present moment awareness, and then steady that beam. For me, that's the concentration part, to steady that light in one place for a certain period of time. It might be one moment, a few moments, one activity, but to really deepen sort of my ability to be with and stay with and see something through more so than I normally am able to in my daily life. And that's something I have a really rich opportunity to do at Deer Park, because the container and the community and the schedule is such that really allows for that, for me and my practice, for that to opportunity to exist. One of my favorite parts of sort of our daily schedule at Deer Park is breakfast. Breakfast every day at Deer Park, it consists of oatmeal. It's oatmeal every day. There's also fruit and like breads and spreads, but oatmeal is the thing that we have every day. And breakfast is not my favorite, because I super love oatmeal. Although oatmeal's fine. but what I enjoy about breakfast at Deer Park is that it's the only meal that's held fully in silence. The other meals are held half and half, part in silence and part talking. And what comes up for me centered around concentration is that that meal, I just really enjoy sharing space with people that doesn't involve talking. For me, that's a really intimate, connective place to hang out. I really enjoy that. It's really nourishing for me. And when I'm eating breakfast there, I'm just really able to concentrate on what I'm doing in that moment and just see the bowl of oatmeal all the way through and just be there with the help of others doing the same thing. You know, that community presence is really important. But that's one element of like where concentration shows up for me there. That's where I like, I'm not eating and reading something or eating and watching something or eat, you know, I'm not eating and doing anything else, talking. I'm eating and that's it, you know. And it's really lovely. It's a really nourishing part of my day there. So that's sort of one of the ways that concentration can show up for me there. And I think, you know, I want to mention too that for me when I hear the word concentration, where I go to initially is like back into like my school days where like concentration was just like this super hard core cognitive thing we do to like study for a thing and like learn a thing and do a thing. Concentration for me in the context of the practice is very different. And it there's a element of ease in it, where it's not like this hard, tense, yeah, this cognitive effort applied to something, but it's this being with and staying with, and that has this quality of ease and friendliness in it. So for me, this is a really fertile ground there when I go there, and that's for me, it's one of the main drivers for me in going to Deer Park every year and making that a priority to go there. It really enriches my practice in just incredibly lovely ways. Another thing that comes up for me to share is a newer realization this last day where it just kind of came together more like the slow building thing that I was like, oh yeah, it's been really paramount for me in going to Deer Park annually all these years in the sense of sort of fostering and encouraging and making it possible for my husband and I to have made the big leap that we did a couple of years ago and to live how we're living right now, which is very simply and rustically in the woods near Superior, Montana. We bought land last summer, and our aspiration is to create a mindfulness practice center there where we can host retreats and events and hopefully have people be able to come and stay out there for short and long periods of time and create a community out there in the woods. And I don't think that moving in that direction would be possible had we not been going to Deer Park all of these years. It was one of the things that came up for me is like, wow, going to Deer Park really has been showing me a different way of living. That a different way of life is possible. And it's something that resonates for me to find a different way to sort of live. And so the simple living and centering around the spiritual dimension of my life, I have that's been a calling for a long time and it is a big part of my life, but I think had I not been going to Deer Park, like some of these things wouldn't come to fruition. I wouldn't have like the modeling to see how that might be possible. And simple living, what comes up for me is a few things, and I don't have this all the way fleshed out yet, but it's more than just like scaling down on the like stuff we have that my husband and I have, but it also centers around like energetic simplicity and doing less stuff, like not over planning my days and my life. You know, just kind of really looking at the choices I'm making and what I'm investing time and energy into, and making space and time for things like resting, which seems sort of like revolutionary in this, you know, kind of modern lifestyle sometimes. Being able to go to Deer Park and see a different way of being in the world has been really crucial. When Mike and I are at Deer Park, we just have one little room that we stay in, and that has a attached bathroom, and our meals, you know, vegetables, tofu, rice, staples, oatmeal for breakfast. This is very simple, you know. And there's something really lovely that I've been able to connect with, just sort of interfacing with all of that in such a way that is really nourishing. And really seeing that this time around, how crucial it's been, and how it's just really slowly saturated into my consciousness and into our lives. And it's really lovely, simple living. I think there's a lot of other places I can go, and I think it's still unpacking for me, especially the energetic part of simplifying. I'm still working on how to speak into that, but there's something really lovely there. Before I came here, I went to Masala to grab food. Amazing. So happy to be back eating at Masala. It's a great joy. And it was interesting because what came up for me is I was there by myself, and I sat down and ate there by myself. And my first instinct was like, oh, I should have something to do while I'm eating. Like, I should go get a book, I could work, grab my journal, I could get my phone, I should do a thing. And I was like, maybe I don't need to do a thing. I just eat like I would at Deer Park. And so that's what I did. I just like, and it was a little uncomfortable, you know, because like eating, just to eat at Deer Park is very easy. That's what we're doing there. And Masala is a little different. But I was like, oh, no, I can do that here too. And I just like sat with my food and ate, and that was my only activity. You know, it's just like both things, like sort of a concentration and then the simple living, just like I don't need to do two things at once and just do this one thing. So for me, that's one of the elements I think of how simple living can show up for me. I'm going to check my time, see how I'm doing here. Okay. The other thing that is alive for me to share with all of you is how freaking amazing this group is. The hardest thing for me in being gone is to be away from this group, literally. I mean that with all sincerity. This group is very unique, and it's something that a lot of people don't have, this kind of group to sit with every week. When I go into Deer Park over the years, a lot of people that go to Deer Park are going, this is my opinion, are going in essence to look for what we have here on Monday nights. They're looking for community. And now, you know, there's an extra loveliness that can exist for some people at Deer Park. I don't want to negate that. What we're doing here is pretty amazing. And I'm just really enthusiastic about this community and what we're doing here together. And just want to highlight the gift that it is that we all get to meet, and that this is a thing that happens every Monday night here. So many people I've heard from over the years going to Deer Park, they'll fly there from very far away and go to Deer Park for a week stay, maybe 2 weeks, and then for many people, it's really hard for them to leave because they've touched into something that they're not returning home to. They don't have a community that they're going back to, and it's it can be really hard for some folks. I have so much joy that I get to be both looking forward to when I go there. I really enjoy going there, and then when I leave there, I'm just so ready to be back home and to come back to this group in particular. There's just a lot of medicine here, for me anyway. And I feel very strongly that for me in my practice, if I didn't have this group to meet, to come to every Monday for the last over 20 years, I really don't think my practice would be really anything. I just don't think I would have any of the tools or skills or encouragement to be sitting in meditation, to, you know, have a mindfulness practice during the day, to have stuck with this practice. I don't think it would have been possible without this group. And so this group is just so lovely. I'm just so very grateful that we're all still meeting, and that it's been over 20 years, and that's freaking amazing. It's just really amazing. And I am especially grateful. We've had so many different leadership teams over the years, different facilitators, and our current group of facilitators, who I think are all here tonight, all six of them, Marco and Amy and Suzanne and Susan and Teresa and Linz. Just really grateful for if they weren't here, we wouldn't be here. And so I'm just so grateful for all of your help and support and your practice and your presence, and just for everyone showing up every week. We're a lovely dynamic group. It's a different group every week, and I love that about Be Here Now also. I'm gonna maybe share a poem in closing, because that's the best way I know how to close anything. It's like, how do I close this thing? I don't know, I'll just share a poem. That seems pretty good. So I am a writer, and one of the things I like to write about is poetry. So I'm like an active blogger, but then I'm also a poet, and I also do spoken word. And when I go to Deer Park, it's an especially fertile place for me to write poetry. I write a lot of poetry, you guys. It's a lot. It might be too much. I don't know. Most of it's not very good. I mean, I reckon I might put a collection together. Like I did last year, I put a collection, like just a hand-spun booklet together, Deer Park poetry, and I probably will do that this time too, because there's a lot of it, you guys. So I'm going to read one poem, which I'm thinking might be the name of the booklet if I do that, So sort of the title track of the poetry collection. And so this poem is called Collect and Carry. As poetry is to the praising of ordinary wonder, the groundswell of greenery is activated by the conditions of spring. All of the best things go around pretending they're no big deal. Maybe part of what we're doing here, this whole figuring out how to be a human thing, involves sculpting our life into a sacred vessel in order to collect and carry what's most important, that which can never be fully contained.